Well, just a simple reminder that whenever there's a crisis situation, there's always unscrupulous people that seem to want to take advantage. And I want to make sure everyone was thinking with that in mind that they may get unsolicited phone calls or emails from people trying to take advantage by either selling the medical equipment that is related to the coronavirus or testing or even vaccines or other treatments. That just want people to avoid falling for these scams where they receive unsolicited calls wanting payment either by gift card or Western Union or other means such as that.
All right. And then another thing, too, that is kind of an issue here, too, that, yeah, I know you brought it up over the weekend. You know, there's a lot of questions about essential employees versus non-essential employees, who can be on the road. People saying, well, if you don't have whatever, you're going to get pulled over, you're going to get stopped, whatever. So, and you did want to bring some attention to that issue, too. So what do you need to say about that?
We've been inundated with all sorts of information on the law enforcement side, and of course, the public has as well. And some of the information I'm afraid the public is getting through Facebook and other social media means may not be entirely accurate. Of course, by governor's executive order, he has closed a lot of unessential businesses, such as, you know, dine-in restaurants and things of that nature. But there's been no mention in any of his executive orders to this point that prohibits normal travel. Of course, we can still go and get carry out from our favorite restaurants, go to the doctor, take care of an elderly family member. So the need for having documentation that you're an essential worker is sort of irrelevant since we can travel about for dozens of other reasons. So I've just been seeing a lot of chatter on Facebook, especially regarding the need for this kind of documentation, and there's really no such need. Of course, it doesn't hurt for people to be proactive in these businesses to have this stuff ready, but it's not necessary.